the carbon 666 atom of 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons, now living in a very grave, precarious, stalemating state of mankind on Earth, in this third dimension, always subjected to the travails of sorrow, sickness, death, recompensation, reincarnation. And Jesus said, John 14:12, truly, truly, I say to you, mankind, he who believes in me, this solar, lunar seed of immortality, shall do the works which I do, and even greater than these things he shall do. And Matthew 5:48, you, each of you, are to be perfected, even as your heavenly Father is perfected, meaning attain the same very possible cosmic God, good Christ consciousness, as your heavenly Father, atomic nuclear energy. An exenogenesis subject, knowledge ranges from simplicity to complexity, whereas at times you will be at a loss, will not understand for only a period of each individual growth of cosmic awareness, until one grasps its revealing splendor in due time, as you study exenogenesis revelation several times. And please do not be impatient or disencouraged to delve deeper into this now revealing mystery of God, good, for you might miss it for still a longer time, and that would be very sad. And the degree required to bring about exenogenesis is the mark X of revelation from God.
Alleluia, Jesus Christ, Alleluia.
And this mark X degree has been attained by one sent forth among mankind to bring about the purity of love. And John 10:30, for the Father, nuclear energy, and I are one and the same now, living amongst mankind, speeding exceedingly onto the infinisonic nuclear evolution of fourth dimension of immortality. For I, the atomic solar lunar seed that is in me now, and the light of the world. And Bible scriptures, teachings of world religions and of science, are records, methods, procedures of men, women, places, geographical historical events of happenings for the salvation of mankind or attainment of God, cosmic Christ consciousness. And these eloquent, wonderful statements are step-by-step allegories, metaphors, parables, dealing solely with the biochemical, physiological, and atomical, astrological operations, functions of our human atomic body. And they were purposely, fearfully concealed so man would not destroy himself until he has risen to an awareness of God, of understanding the atom, in this Aquarian age of the second coming of Christ, in order that mankind would not use these universal nuclear divine energy powers in men to dominate, abuse, subject God's free will in all creation. And these names of places, people, things, etc., which are used in the scriptures and in science, all have meanings of higher metaphysical understanding of this hidden kingdom of God within us, within the atom of I am, that I am, a son of God, of man. And the books of the Bible are statements by different prophets, writers about the same identical subject, the salvation of mankind, or the conservation of excess and energy, each portraying methods, procedures, how to bring into physical manifestation the law of relativity, nativity of E equals MC squared, this ever-present, visible, universal paradise of God of Second Christmas. And in every field of endeavor, in technology, every book, everything you see, even up to the every moment of now happenings, are all identical play-by-play statements, works, clues, inspirations about the same subject, the salvation, conservation, proper use of divine new nuclear energy. For man of the I Am, a son of everything God, good. And nothing is ever new in time, space, existence, continuum, concept. In the universal mind of God, for everything always was, is, before us, in a perpetual, immaculate, virgin conception, unharnessed state of recycle, recreation, rearrangement, incarnation, reincarnation of God, good nuclear energy. And in the fourth and beyond realms of limitless mind, of infinisonic multiplicity, pictures and concepts are the order of allness. In the Trinity laws of intent, attitude, intensity, in every present moment of now. For time and sequence of chronology does not exist. So please have forbearance, endurance with this Exenogenesis revelation, as it is channeled into a multifarious language of impossibility from this beyond, of everything meaning the same, of everything being reduced to one denominator, the God, the Adam, the everlasting seed, fruit of the divine. Quack, 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 quack. Hey, what's up, Doc? And physician, heal thyself by knowing thyself, by loving thyself, in order to love another. And this Aquarian cosmic age is the time not of one Christ, but of many Christs. And Christ is not a man. It is a degree earned in the process of nuclear evolution. And Christ means universal limitless love, the charisma, chrism, lubricating oil, which is the purified procreative substance, the biblical true milk and honey manna, the secreting hormones of our body in the state of Superman consciousness, perfected as God, everything good, everything limitless love. And Christ from Greek is Christos, means anointed, comes from the verb krio, means to smear, akin to Sanskrit grish, and to English means grease, oil, petroleum, petra for rock, the lubricant of our body, which is the organism, orgasm, the composites of minerals, elements, cubits, atoms, which are the precious foundation stones, rocks, seeds of Revelation 21:19. And Christ from Hebrew means Messiah, messenger, forerunner, tidings of good abundance, etc. And hormone from Greek means excite, vibrate, or I bring about an act of nourishment, redemption, regeneration, deliverance, savior, etc. And the second messenger hormones of our body are the second coming of Christ's hormones. One must learn how to excite, secrete, conserve this new nuclear energy through limitless pure sex love at Passover time. And I, the Exenogenesis Adam, am going to teach you how to vibrate, oscillate, homogenize, expand your limitless mind, God's natural way, by increasing, equating your equilibrium to the ultra-high frequency vibration of cosmic God Christ consciousness. And have no fear, for Etcher is here. Yes, here with me to assist mankind in these most beautiful, wonderful days of all times. And look, 17:20, someone asked Jesus when the kingdom of God would come. He answered, saying, the kingdom of God does not come by observation, neither will they say, behold, it is here, or behold, it is there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Yes, in the divinity of you, in every atomic cell of your body, waiting for each of you to reverse the cycle of death through the Exenogenesis process, X-rated, Christ pure sex way. And 1 Corinthians 15:21, for since by a man came death, by a man also comes resurrection of the dead. And the mystery of the holy, whole Trinity of God is Father God principle of alpha rays, protons, and Mother Nature God principle of omega rays, neutrons, and Son of God principle of beta rays, electrons, which is me, a name I call myself, the atom of you, each of us, and the Trinity of God in man is the spiritual superconsciousness and the subconscious mind and the physical consciousness. And sex from Sanskrit and Latin means combining form of six, which means commingling, changing, exchanging of nuclear divine energy of one trinity of one being and another trinity of another being through the Star of David, universal marriage of two interlaced, intercourse triangles, which means becoming a part of one astrobiological substance through a uniting crisscross force of equating an equilibrium to either a higher or a lower frequency vibration modulation. And exenogenesis means spontaneous generation, regeneration, alternation of generations, a crisscross breeding, fertilization, as by passionate sensual sexual thermonuclear fusion of a fancy production of an organism altogether and permanently unlike the parent. And exeno means foreign, strange, and genesis means to be born. Combine exeno and genesis and you have he be reborn again in this physical mortal body unto immortality in a foreign, strange sex way of the cross through crucifixion, which one must overcome. And crucifixion means to unite through thermonuclear passionate sexual love fusion your solar lunar seeds of Antichrist and Christ, seeds of immortality. And Christ's attainment comes to man only through his own crucifixion, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, descension onto the fourth dimension, through overcoming mortal death in this physical body. And no one can give you this, or one cannot will this upon himself without the works of exenogenesis, as it has to be attained through humility, love, and physical, mental, spiritual cleansing, purification of oneself. And Jesus the Christ, from his own encountering most passionate sexual love life experiences, taught 2,000 years ago the pure sex way of crucifixion, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, descension of please follow me unto the cross of exenogenesis. And John 3:3, Jesus says, unless ye be reborn again in this mortal body, in the foreign strange regeneration way, unto immortal life, you cannot and shall never re-enter, regain the paradise, kingdom of God. For how could Jesus have attained the degree of Christ, or God, or good, or cosmic Superman consciousness, if he would not have experienced this same physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, pure sex way of life himself? For it is only true experience and attainment of overcoming lower mortal passions that Jesus undertook the Prince of Peace, flaming two-edged sword of revelation, black and white light equilibrium of Christ Antichrist or matter antimatter cosmic consciousness, in order to teach the following. And Luke 12:25. But which of you, by being anxious about it, can add to his stature a single cubit? Therefore, if you are not able to do even a very little thing like this, why are you anxious concerning about the rest? Whereas, Revelation 21:17, 144 cubits is man's measure. That is the same as angels' measure. And in the deep research of the word cubit from Latin cubitum and cubitio, etc., means engaging in sexual intercourse to incubate eggs. But the solar, lunar, universal, etheric genes, genie, genius, eggs of immortality. And Jeremiah 30:6, inquire and see, since when do men bear children? Why then do I see all these men, all mankind with their hands on their sexual seat of passion, loins, like women in childbirth. Yes, in bringing forth the cosmic God Christ childbirth of exenogenesis. Because when one commences the process of exenogenesis, a phenomenal, beautiful, fantastical, regenerative reversal cycle of dying, of transfiguration, transmutation, begins in your bodily processes. As your thermonuclear fuse meld, unite, through excrucifixion, through this Immaculate Virgin Conception marriage, your solar-lunar, astrological Passover seeds of immortality, and begin in your navel solar plexus womb, a pregnancy associated with pangs of cosmic Corpus Christi, Christ child birth of being reborn again. It is quite a sensation.
Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him!
And please observe now how this prophecy of 2,000 years ago shall now be fulfilled. And 2 Thessalonians and inserts 2, 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, acting either as an interceder of God, or of science, or a man of law. For that day of the second coming of Christ shall not come unless it is preceded by a rebellion against this exenogenesis revelation, which will cause at first worldwide rebellion towards these now revealed mystical hidden teachings of the scriptures. And the man of sin, all of mankind, shalt be revealed as the son of perdition, as one who himself causes all the sorrows, sickness, death, which is the separation of spirit from oneself when one adulterates, destroys his own physical body. And I, the exenogenesis etcher, Adam, promise to shrill, oscillate, vibrate, modulate, homogenize you atoms, your equilibrium. Please sit comfortably as you can and relax. Close your eyes and still your consciousness. Are you ready? Let's have fun and try this and see what you can experience after this revelation. Contemplate. Are you interested in receiving exenogenesis number 2? If so, please read the enclosed intent, attitude, intensity of this purpose.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I am that I am.
Oh, dear Lord, if I were a rich man,
yabba dibi 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 dum. Oh, sweet mystery of life, I'm glad that I have found thee. Ave, ave, ave Maria, zdrowash, zdrowash, zdrowash Maria. Dreadful. to Vanya. Beautiful world, wonderful world, wonderful world of love. A beautiful world, wonderful world, wonderful world of love.
And limitless love is, always think big, pure love. And the paradise of God is at your disposal. I love you.
That's all, folks, for now.